Legislature is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Irvin.
Present.
Mr. Chairman.
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Thank you. If everyone would please rise for the invocation led by Legislator Tassone and remain standing for the salute to the flag led by Legislator Cody. Reading of the minutes, is there a motion to waive the reading? Motion to approve the minutes? Thank you. Are there any communications to be presented?
As noted on the agenda.
Thank you. Public comment period, has anyone signed up to speak pertaining to items on the agenda?
None have signed in.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Apologize. The public comment period is now closed. Reports of standing committees?
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
The clerk will begin the call of districts starting with district number 4.
District 4, Mrs. Tassone?
None.
District 5, Ms. Cody?
None.
District 6, Mrs. Abbott Keenan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer item number 1 and urge its adoption.
Melanie?
Authorizing an intermunicipal.
Motion waive the reading? Objections? Seeing none, motion's carried. Legislator Beckham.
Okay, so this would create an intermunicipal agreement with the City of Syracuse to take their American Rescue Plan Act funds, $1 million, and use it towards emergency rental assistance program, which uses the funds to help our residents pay back rent, utilities, and future rents, specifically in the City of Syracuse. It is reimbursable, all of our administrative fees, and I would urge everybody to accept the money and adopt this. Thanks.
Questions and comments on item number 1? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 1 is adopted.
District 7, Ms. Kuhn?
None.
District 8, Mr. Ryan?
Mr. Chairman, rise to support resolution number 2 and urge its adoption.
Authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with the City of Syracuse for reimbursement of criminal justice discovery reform grant funding.
Legislator Ryan?
Authorizing the intermunicipal agreement so that the city can get their share. This was monies that will be reappropriated to certain departments having to do with the discovery, which was a part of the new bail reform. The original source was from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. It was sent back to the state, then the state reappropriated that through the Department of Criminal Justice Services based upon the population for each of the counties here in New York. So that's our share, and we just want to make sure that we have an intermunicipal agreement so that we can get the reimbursed for the City of Syracuse. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments or questions on number two? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number two is adopted.
District 9, Dr. Chase?
None.
District 10, Mr. Holmquist?
None.
District 11, Mr. McBride?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise and offer item number three and urge its adoption.
Authorizing the execution of agreements with the City of Syracuse for incorporation of green infrastructure within specified road reconstruction projects.
Legislator McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This project is part of the Save the Rain initiative in conjunction with the combined sewer overflows abatement efforts happening throughout the City of Syracuse. Webb is partnering with the local municipalities and Syracuse on these types of specific projects. Webb designs and pays to install rain gardens, brick pavers, trees, and various other kinds of infrastructure. In 2018, the program had a similar dollar amount of $625,000. So this is the next part or next phase, and the location of this project is Water Street to Almond Street, approximately six blocks of the city. The work will start in the fall. The city will build it, and WEP will inspect it, and the county agrees to a maximum reimbursement of $625,000 for this project. I fully support this resolution, and I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on item number three? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number three is adopted.
District 12, Mr. Knapp?
None.
District 13, Mr. Bush?
None.
District 14, Dr. Kelly?
None.
District 15, Mr. Kinney?
None.
District 16, Mr. Williams?
None.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin?
None.
District 1, Mr. May?
None.
District 2, Mr. Rowley?
None.
District 3, Mr. Burtis?
Mr. Chairman, I would rise and submit numbers 4, 5, 6, and 7 and urge their adoption.
Confirming reappointment to the Community Services Advisory Board.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, these are reappointments to the Community Services Advisory Board, as it was stated. The first one is for Tanya Anderson, and then the next one is Michael Robb, and the last is Juhana Rogers. The term is going to expire December 31st, 2024. Resumes have been attached. These are very qualified people, and I would urge their adoption.
Other comments on item number four? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number four is adopted. Number five.
Standard workday and reporting resolution.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, this is for a member of the staff here. The legislature is assistant clerk. This is very standard for us to do. The term is from January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2021. Appreciate our valuable employee, and I urge its adoption.
Questions, comments on number five? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number five is adopted. Number six.
Calling for a public hearing on the 2022 county budget.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As it says, it's budget season, and we're quickly coming up on it. This public hearing is set for October 21st. Here in the legislative chambers at 6 p.m. I urge its adoption.
Comments on number six? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number six is adopted. Number seven.
Accepting and approving contract between the County of Onondaga and the Onondaga Correction Captains Association.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, indeed, we need to do this in order to accomplish our goals here. This came through Ways and Means This is a union of two individuals that we need to do this for, and the agreement is from January 1st, 2019 to December 31st, 2023, and I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on number 7? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 7 is adopted. There is no unfinished business. One announcement from the chair. Leader Irvin, wait a moment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank everyone here, my colleagues, staff, during my time of illness and tribulation for the past couple of months now. It's been very, very helpful that you've been with me, giving me great greetings and sending me your prayers and love. And I want to let you know how much it means to me. All of you have been very, very, very good to me, and I appreciate all of that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Leader Irvin. Leader May, will you make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Chair, I move to adjourn until Tuesday, October 12th.
Fifth.
Fifth.
Okay. We are. Well, October 12th would actually be just after the Lafayette Apple Festival. We are adjourned.